Space. There's no air in space, no water, no gravity either. Space is dark. Space is cold. Space is dull and insensitive. But space is alive. It's conscious. It has waves. It encompasses hell. Heaven is but a speck in it. It embraces heaven. It nourishes and observes it. Space is vast. It brings into existence man, jinn, and angels. It observes itself in them, in air, fire, earth, and water, and all forms that it brings into existence with its being. We live with air, water, earth. We live with fire. Our fifth element is space. We come from space. We'll go back to space, if we can make it. Space is the divine names. Space is a manifestation of divine attributes. Space is imagination. It's silence. It's serenity. It's tolerance. You can't live without a cocoon in space. You can't disappear in space without a cocoon. You can't face the truth of space because you're an earthling. You were created with earth, nourished with earth and water. You live with fire. You eat, you renew yourself and continue your life in a closed circle. You, the fifth element, do you know yourself? Do you know your true being beyond water, earth, air and fire? Do you know your roots of space? Are you aware of the indivisible unity of space? You think space is emptiness, dark and inanimate, an unconscious field of nothingness. But the breath of space is the Rahman. Its sovereignty is the Subhan. All dimensions and worlds exist and subsist with space. Your heaven, your cocoon, your food and water, your hatred and love exists with space. If you can free your fifth element from the conditions of the other four elements, you will realize space is everything. Everything becomes manifest with the waves of space. I am space. Space manifests itself as I and observes and experiences itself with itself. But who are we, the cocooned, to know this reality? You, O the fifth element. You, O the fifth dimension born of matter. The love for one's home lies in faith. Come back to your home, my friend. The 11th of the 8th, 1998. Ahmed Hulusi.